AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The rescue mission is underway to find people trapped because of Hurricane Ida in Louisiana.
We're going to get through this together.
But Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards isn't pulling any punches.
This is going to be a very long ordeal.
Power got knocked out for all of New Orleans, and thousands of other residents lost power, too. Many roads are impassable, and cell phone service went out in places. Rescue workers in boats and helicopters are trying to reach people trapped by floodwaters. Governor John Bel Edwards.
We know that individuals are out there waiting to be rescued because their homes are not habitable. Many places we have floodwaters that are encroaching upon those homes.
The first known death in Louisiana was someone hit by a falling tree. I'm Rita Foley.
Ida has weakened into a tropical storm as it pushes inland over Mississippi with heavy rain and strong winds. With the U.S. deadline to get out of Afghanistan tomorrow, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says
the threat remains high and it remains real.
Kirby says there is still time to get remaining Americans out.
The numbers speak for themselves. 122,000 plus is that is significant. And a lot of lives were saved. And a lot of lives are now in a better place, and they're going to have opportunities they couldn't have had before.
Islamic State militants fired a volley of rockets at Kabul's airport today. No injuries were reported. Because of rising numbers of coronavirus cases in the U.S., the European Union recommends reinstating restrictions on American tourists. A college student from West Virginia pleaded guilty to entering the U.S. Capitol January 6th. Grayson Dawn Courtright was seen taking a members-only sign near the Senate chambers. She faces up to 6 months in prison. Cardinal Raymond Burke, a top-ranking Catholic cardinal and vaccine skeptic, says he will soon begin rehabilitation after contracting the coronavirus. This is AP News. A plane organized by Pakistan has brought supplies from the World Health Organization to Afghanistan.
WHO says the shipment of medical supplies is the first to land in the country since it came under the control of the Taliban 2 weeks ago. The plane, which departed from Dubai, landed at Mazar-e-Sharif, a city in the north that fell to the Taliban earlier this month. WHO says the supplies include trauma kits and emergency health kits, enough to cover the basic needs of more than 200,000 people, as well as treat over 6,000 trauma patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
If you're driving through Paris, take your foot off the gas. Starting today, the speed limit in nearly all of Paris is just less than 19 miles per hour. The idea is to reduce accidents as well as make a statement about climate change and transform people's relationship with their vehicles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.